We have someone that I've been following and reading about and saw on Fox, actually. He was the lieutenant governor nominee in the last gubernatorial election. And remember, you have to win that. So he's won statewide in the Republican Party. And I would say he's the leading Republican contender. And he's up in this area to promote his candidacy. I'm not sure, and we'll ask him if he's formally announced. But it's a businessman by the name of Jeff Bartos who has decided to put his throw his hat in the ring for the Toomey seat, which is up next year. And it's a critical seat for control of the Senate, particularly in this purple state. And I think Jeff Bartos is the guy. He's certainly the guy we're behind here, and we're going to be promoting here. And he is on with us now. First of all, Jeff, welcome to WILK and the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bob, thank you so much. And by the way, you got me super fired up. What a great intro, not only about what we're doing, but, you know, I talk all the time on the campaign trail about the obvious stuff, right? Pennsylvania, the birthplace of not only American freedom, but freedom and liberty for all people around the world, our Declaration, our Constitution. And so America born here in 1776, saved in Pennsylvania in 1863, and what so many good conservatives did last week was sending not only a message, but a reclamation of our rights and a rebalancing of our constitutional framework here in Pennsylvania. It was the first shot in the battle for 2022, and we Republicans, we conservatives should feel great about what that message sends. And we're off and running for the United States Senate in 2022, and obviously we need a gubernatorial candidate also who can bring that home in 18 months. So it is great to be here, and I happen to be in Lackawanna County as we're speaking, not far from where Cheryl and I lived for a year when we were newlyweds in Clark Summit. So it's great to be here, and it's great to be home.
Well, we're talking with Jeff Bartos. He is going to be running for the Republican nomination for United States Senate next year, and he is in our area talking with some key Republicans about that race and visiting with old friends, because Jeff's been around in business. And tell our audience a little bit about your background, if you would, Jeff.
I would, thank you. Born and raised in Redding, Berks County. You mentioned the Battle of the Bulge. My grandfather on my mother's side, Al, fought at the Battle of the Bulge, a blessed memory. And born and raised in Redding. My parents are from Redding as well. My wife, Cheryl, was born and raised in Lehigh County in Allentown. I went to college down south, went to law school down at the University of Virginia, and then married my wife now of 24 years. And we moved back to Pennsylvania in 1997. The proud parents of Emily, who is going to be 21 this summer and about to start her senior year in college. And wow. Sarah, who will be 19 and fighting the good fight as a libertarian on a college campus. But she's smart. She is smart and she's tough. We sent her to Jewish day school. And so she's fighting the good fight on behalf of everyone who loves the state of Israel and U.S.-Israel relationship. She's about to start her sophomore year in college down in Texas. She goes to school down in Texas.
Jeff, you've had we're talking with Jeff Bartos, Republican candidate for United States Senate next year. You've had a wide array of business experience.
Yes, I'm an attorney by training. But got the real estate bug back in 2000 and had the real honor and privilege to work for two giants in the real estate industry, and Bob and Bruce Toll of the Toll Brothers, who
amazing, yeah.
taught me the business, and amazing men, amazing company, amazing place to work for 10 years. And I rose to be a senior executive at the company, left in 2010, and now for 11 years I've been out on my own. We own some contracting businesses, my wife and I, and real estate development businesses in the southeastern part of the state. And like every small business owner, when the pandemic struck, and we'll talk about political stuff in a second, but when the pandemic struck, Bob, I struggled, as all small business owners did, under the just how do we shut our businesses down? What about our employees? What about our customers? How do we get a PPP loan? Why won't anyone call us back? Like all the stuff that your listeners who own small businesses were dealing with, And when I did get our firm back on sound footing after about a month, I realized that lots of small businesses in my area were going to be struggling with that or worse. And so I started a nonprofit, modestly at first. Cheryl and I donated the first dollars. We raised some from friends. And the nonprofit I created existed solely to help save small businesses with, I know it sounds naive right now, we thought it would be 30 days of shutdown. That sounds almost quaint now. So we named it the Pennsylvania 30-Day Fund, and we thought we'd help save as many small businesses as we could during those 30 days. A year later, Bob, more than a year later now, we've raised $3.5 million, and 100% of the money raised has gone out the door to help keep small business owners, help them keep the lights on and save thousands and thousands of jobs for working families. We've helped 1,042 small business owners across all 67 counties, including 11 or 12 right here in Lackawanna County.
Jeff Bartos is our guest. He is the candidate for a Republican candidate for United States Senate next year in a key race. Jeff Bartos is our guy on this show. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy. Where do you come from? So our audience knows, basically which direction you'll take, because the issues always change.
Sure. Well, I am a constitutional conservative through and through. When I ran, I didn't leave the business world, but I put my business career on hold, my real estate career on hold, to run for office because I was, frankly, just angry. I was pissed off about what was happening. I was watching working families get crushed by career politicians. I was watching, at the time, Bob Casey, Senator Casey, support the Iran nuclear deal, which was a tragedy and a travesty and a total dereliction of duty. By Senator Casey and his colleagues in the Senate, and of course President Obama. And so I ran for office as a constitutional conservative focused on foreign policy and economic growth here in Pennsylvania. Worked really hard, as you mentioned, won the Republican primary lieutenant governor in a four-way race, got almost 50% of the vote in a four-way race. The general election, to all your listeners, Scott Wagner and I think about it every day of what we could have done differently here in Pennsylvania
to save
the pandemic.
Us. To save us, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, and the press asks me all the time, Bob, like, well, what would you have done differently? And I say, what Ron DeSantis did, that's what we would have done. Like, there's a model out there. I mean, and even running for the Senate, people are like, well, there's all these problems. What would you do? And I say, I would do what President Trump done. You know, it's not difficult. We had the best economy in the world, in the history of our nation, really, before the pandemic. The Middle East was moving towards peace. China was being held accountable. Like, all these key things that President Trump and his team were doing, those are the policies that I'm running on. You know, I'm thinking about Main Street and saving Main Street, Pennsylvania. I'm thinking about beating China, and I'm thinking about restoring the American dream. And that's why I ran that last time, and it's what drives me every day now to not only win this primary, but make sure that we put a great coalition together to win the general election and make Pennsylvania a leading voice in the fight for liberty and freedom and constitutional conservatism across the nation.
You're listening to Jeff Bartos. He is going to be the Republican candidate for United States Senate next year. He's our candidate. We're all in with you, Jeff. Talk about now. You couldn't run that campaign and make the final decisions on that campaign because you were only the lieutenant governor candidate. This is going to be your baby, and domestic policy and the culture war, I'm sure, are going to be a part of your message.
Absolutely. So I have been going on and a clip later. I have been on Steve Bannon's show twice in the last 4 days, the War Room, to talk about the following message, that the radical left is trying to normalize Jew hatred. I don't even call it anti-Semitism. I call it Jew hatred. And because anti-Semitism sounds like something that a college professor would talk about.
And it's actually not technically correct, because Arabs are Semitic as well. So I like your term much better.
It's painful for as someone who had family members murdered in the Holocaust, who knows the pain of this Jew hatred personally. The idea that Ilhan Omar, and by the way, I don't refer to her as a congresswoman, I refer to her as Hamas's spokesperson in the United States. The fact that the radical left. I mean, Bob, let's call it what it is. The Chinese Communist Party funds the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran funds Hamas and Hezbollah. Israel is quite literally on the front line. It is the railhead of Judeo-Christian values. And it is on the front line fighting the battles against the enemies that mean to also destroy the United States. Israel is more than the canary in the coal mine. They are a critical ally on the front lines. What happens in Israel doesn't stay in Israel.
And the Arab world is with us. The Arab world is with us in this struggle. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And credit to President Trump and Secretary Pompeo and their teams, because that what they accomplished, four peace deals between Israel and its Arab neighbors in the span of a month and a half, is double what all the other career politicians and establishment folks were able to achieve in 50 years. 50 years. President Trump and his team did in a couple of months. So credit to them. You know, I talk to my friends in Israel all the time, Bob. Cheryl and I are quite involved in the U.S.-Israel relationship and philanthropically in Israel. I talk to my friends over there, and what they tell me is the Arab press in Morocco and Sudan and the UAE, they are, and Bahrain, they're supportive of Israel. The official press is supportive.
Well, you had mentioned the sea change that the Trump administration had created over there by treating the Palestinians, and in this case, Hamas, which has hijacked a portion of Palestinian territory, holding them to account, and it worked, and then holding Iran, which is our enemy, to account, and it worked. All right, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Jeff Bartos. He is going to be the Republican nominee for United States Senate here in Pennsylvania next year. We've got more to talk about with Jeff, and sort of I want a summary from Jeff when we come back. We'll talk about his elective chances, but then sort of a closing argument, and we'll be back. And we're talking with Jeff Bartos, and he is our Republican candidate for United States Senate next year. And we're going through all of his things, all the things that we need to go through initially. And you know what? Checking the boxes is too, because I've looked them up. I saw you on Fox, by the way, when you were interviewed about your program for these businesses. And you handle yourself well. You will be just an outstanding candidate for the Republicans, because we're facing... let's face it, a difficult candidate in Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, who's most likely going to win that Democrat nomination. That's certainly my prediction. So in a bluish purple state, we've got to have all guns blazing for Jeff Bartos next year.
Yeah, I think so, Bob. It's a great point. I was endorsed by the Pennsylvania, I was given the highest rating by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation and all of the pro-life groups in my last election. I'm, of course, working very hard to make sure that we have their support in this election. I'm pro-life. You mentioned guns. I mentioned this in an interview yesterday. I grew up in a family, a Jewish family that had lost two members in the Holocaust. From an early age, I remember my father had a shotgun shell press and a 45 caliber bullet press in the basement. He reloaded, made his own ammunition. My 21st birthday present was a Glock 21. And so from an early age, I was taught about self-defense. I was taught about safe handling, proper storage, cleaning of a firearm. And my Second Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, are sacrosanct. And as a United States Senator, I will always be protecting the Second Amendment, of course, and I'm pro-life. I think those are very important at core issues, as we talked about constitutional conservatism, because the left has infected everything, right? They've infected our culture, they've infected our media, they've infected our grade schools. So the battle we're fighting, every God-fearing conservative needs to come together in the election next year, and then we need to build on that. And I think the way we build on it, in talking about how we put this all together, the way we build on it is we have an army of small business owners across all 67 counties and their employees that numbers more than 10,000 people. who Republicans may not always talk to. And not only am I speaking with these folks, but these are people I've bled with and cried with and suffered with through this entire downturn and this oppression from our government. And so as we put that coalition, that winning coalition together, it's our traditional conservatives, our blue-collar Trump voters who haven't traditionally been with Republican Party, but President Trump brought them in because they were tired of being screwed by career politicians, and President Trump spoke to them. And in a way, I said in our launch video, Donald Trump was listening to millions of Pennsylvanians who felt forgotten for generations. And so putting them together with these small business owners who may be apolitical in the last three elections.
And they better realize they better realize that apolitical day is over. So, and we are, Republicans are the party of small business, not big business. We've seen where big business has taken things. We're talking with Jeff Bartos. He is the guy we're supporting for the Republican nomination for United States Senate next year. Jeff, all right, we've got listeners out there of all stripes. And an old and dear friend of mine, Carmela Miles, is listening right now. And she wants to know, why Jeff Bartos? Why do I support this man? I'm from a Democrat town. Tell me why.
Well, it's a great question. Carmela, hello. Look forward to meeting on my next trip up to the region, up to northeastern Pennsylvania. Over the last 4 years, I have visited every corner of this Commonwealth multiple times, all 67 counties. I love our state. I love the people of the state. And I have shown up time and again over the last 4 years, and certainly over the last year, to fight for everyday Pennsylvanians, to fight for the working women and men who power this Commonwealth. And as a United States Senator, my ask to everyone why you should support me in this race, not only in the primary, but in the general, is there's a lot of politicians who talk. Career politicians love to talk. People running for office love to talk. I have a track record of getting things done for the people of Pennsylvania. I have a track record when the chips were down and the government had us pinned to the ground and the government wouldn't let us open and wouldn't let us work and wouldn't let us pray, wouldn't let us visit with family, and took away our rights and liberties. I rolled up my sleeves. I galvanized a group of volunteers across the Commonwealth. I raised the resources, and we efficiently got it out in the midst of a crisis to help people who didn't know us and we didn't know them. But we knew that that Main Street Pennsylvania, the small businesses that are the backbone of our communities, that are really the fabric of who we are, I knew that if they failed, the communities that we all love would also fail. And I could not let that happen. That same fight, that same determination, that same commitment to the working women and men in Pennsylvania is why I'm going to win this primary. It's why I'm going to win this general. And I will never let you down as a United States Senator. I will work every hour of those 6 years to deliver on the promises we make during this campaign. Jeff, and I have a track record of doing it.
Jeff Bartos, he is the guy we're behind for the Republican nomination for United States Senate in 2022. And I've told our listeners, Jeff, I said, we have to sweep in 22. And I'm not saying, oh, the Republican Party. No, common sense and rationality and love of America has to sweep in 22. And then we've got to win in 24, or we could literally lose the country. And I am so happy that you've stepped up to the plate, that you've made this commitment to Pennsylvania and this country. Just proud to have you on. And you know this, Jeff Bartos, you can come on anytime you have anything to say. I'm here noon to three, God willing, every day.
Well, thank you. It is wonderful to connect. I'm beyond grateful for your support. As I mentioned, we lived here for a year. We love it in northeastern Pennsylvania. And I look forward to seeing you soon. And we will come on often. And God bless you. God bless your listeners. And all the best to everyone. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And have a good day with the locals.